what I see is a team that they manage the sense of family. You guys care about each other. There's a sincerity that is missing from some teams where it just becomes a business. Let's talk about some of your other teammates as well, my friend. Rajah Bell, to me, rose up, especially at the moment when people expected him to collapse. After that confrontation with Kobe, he came through with a couple game-winning shots. How's Rajah Bell's confidence this year?
Well, Rajah is the heart and soul of this team. I mean, if anyone's watching the playoffs and they're watching us play and they're watching the energy and emotion he brings, he's that one guy who lays it all on the line. And when he's going and when he's energized and energetic, the entire team feels it. And that's just the way it is. He's a high competitor. He's like one of the most competitive players I've ever played with. And for a team like us where we need that intensity on the defensive end, I mean, he's our staple. He's our guy.
Okay, and then what about Jalen Rose and what he has brought? You got a veteran there. He comes in one more person as well.
Oh, Jalen is versatility, Mr. Versatility. 6'8", he can play all positions. He can pass. He can handle. But the biggest thing is he's been a champion, and he understands what it's like to compete at a high level. And that's all you need, especially when you put that together with a mix of guys that we have, young guys, Boris, Leandro. I mean, we're pretty young in key spots, and so Jalen adds a little bit of, you know, veteran leadership and stability to that mix.
When I saw Leandro Barbosa 2 years ago, I thought, here's a guy with great speed but absolutely no physical competence to mix it up. And then last year he exploded on the scene. Is he continuing to build that confidence now?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's, you know, it's a big gap. It's a big difference when you're, you know, playing over there in Brazil and then you come over here to the NBA and everything's moving so fast and the language is difficult to grasp and the way of life is a lot different. I think he's starting to get comfortable and adjust. And for any player, I mean, what happens on the court is usually influenced by what happens off the court. And if your family life and your, you know, surroundings are good, it's a good environment for you to learn how to cope and get better.